everyone. Welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Besa Shio. And I'm Whitney's husband.
And this is the place where we believe that every single marriage out there has the chance to be awesome, fulfilling, and long-lasting.
Yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
And we like to bring up tips that are really easy to do, but at the same time, they're easy not to do.
Wow.
But easy. You know what? But that doesn't mean that it's impossible for all of us to make it, because we're all in this together.
And some of these tips, sometimes we actually need them more than anybody else, because we are in the struggle together with you guys.
That's right. Sometimes I need my own advice more than anybody else does. That's for sure.
Yes.
But it's nice to hear it coming from someone who's been there. So if you're ever in need of encouragement or support, this is a good place for that.
Yes, you can always find us on Twitter, at Besa Shio and at Whitney Shio. Or you can find us liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog. We are also on Twitter, Facebook, /liveyourbestmarriage. And any place where you like to hang out, we'll be there.
That's right. That's right. We're everywhere. So
what are we talking about today, Whitney?
So today we wanted to bring up the issue of how to deal with disappointment in marriage. And okay, what are some of the things that we can do when our expectations are left unmet?
Maybe demand.
Demand more? No, I don't know if demanding more would be the best option.
Throw a tantrum?
Throwing a fit probably isn't going to help much either.
But it feels like it will.
I know. And sometimes I think we're all good at that. But I think something worth trying would be to first know what our partner's expectations are.
Expectations, that's a big word.
Because I've heard people call it the silent killer in marriages.
Expectations?
Yeah, because if you're not aware of what your spouse really wants from you, then you're probably not going to give them what they want.
So what's your expectations for this podcast? What's your expectations for this podcast?
Well, I want to go through this. I want to figure this out, because I read a couple of articles this week, and I don't know, I saw different viewpoints, and some people were saying, you know, well, for a lot of married couples, it's all or nothing.
Okay.
You know, and they take their spouse from hero to zero very quickly.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the real, if I don't know if that's the meat of the problem, though.
So, by the way, what does the dictionary define expectations as?
I'll let you find that.
Let me see. It's a strong belief that something will happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're expecting something to happen.
Okay. So, for example, when you first get married.
Okay.
I think one of the first things that happens is we see the reality.
Which is you're living happily ever after, right?
And we start to experience how things really are, in, you know, as opposed to what we thought they would be.
Okay.
So, like, it could be, like, a really basic example. Like, you know, maybe when you first married me, you just thought dinner would always be ready at a certain time.
No.
How about that?
My expectations were no dinner would be.
No dinner. So that's not accurate, by the way. Or maybe some of my expectations could have been, you know, I really thought my husband would help me give the kids a bath. You know?
Oh.
Things like that.
And thank God that I've met all your expectations.
Thank God I was able to lower my standards. My expectations. No, or it could be something like, you thought that in your marriage you would have shared roles, It could be, you know, whether that be as providers or just taking care of the house, doing chores, raising the kids, whatever, whatever it is you were thinking. And then when you find out that it's something totally different than that, that can be a big shock.
So the big thing is we need to lower expectations because our partners are perfect or imperfect.
No, well, nobody's perfect. So, I mean, you can, I mean, yeah, I think one option would be to expect a little bit less, maybe.
And then be
sure. To make an adjustment.
And then be surprised when they meet your expectations or what?
Well, I don't know. Because, like, I think the whole point of marriage to begin with is, like, you want to bring out the best in your partner.
Okay.
And you guys are constantly helping one another improve
and get better. So you're like kind of you're coaching them to become better.
Like you guys, I just see it as like you're just helping each other get better and better. And how you react to a situation can either empower you or it can take you down.
Okay.
So
like give me an example.
Like, it's just, yeah, just in terms of how you deal with the disappointment. Yes. So, like, the other day, you did something, and I was disappointed. I'm not going to say what it was.
No, just say it.
It's not for an audience.
Oh, come on.
So,
it can't be that
so
bad.
So, what I did was, I remembered this post that I saw on Facebook. And someone shared, you know, one of those viral posts where, like, there was this elderly man feeding his wife.
Okay.
Like, right? Like, you know how, like you can get so old to a point where you can't even eat. Like, you know, you need someone to help you. So, as I was sitting there stewing, I was like, I just totally, like, was like, oh my gosh, what is it going to be like when we're 90?
I'll help you eat.
You know what I'm saying? And so my blood pressure literally did not go up. Like I was not mad anymore. I don't know. I guess you could call it like looking at the big picture.
Yes.
Just trying to. Yeah. I don't know. That's just how I thought of it. And so I was like, you know, is this the worst that it could possibly be? Like, right now, I'm mad and everything, but it could totally be worse. I could either not have a husband at all, or I could have, like, a really horrible husband.
So you're, like, putting it in perspective.
Yeah. So okay. I was trying to view it differently.
Yeah.
And because, yeah, that's the truth. Like, some people don't have a loving partner at all. Like, or...
like me.
Just look towards the future and see like, okay, this is a really small issue like, compared to the big picture.
Yeah. Like, so when you put everything in perspective, it's like, it's not a big deal compared to if you look at it
if you focus on what lies ahead, it just makes the issue you're dealing with smaller. It's just because, like, what helped me, I guess, was thinking that our marriage was bigger than the problem itself. Because, I don't know, there was just something about that picture of the older, like, the old couple.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was just something about it. Like, just remembering, like, okay, when you're totally helpless, your spouse is there.
There for you.
To help you.
And so is it more like, so what do we... Is it more like how we frame the issue or just we should have more gratitude for what we already have?
Yeah, I think totally. I think that being thankful for the good and just seeing the good things that your spouse has done can make a huge impact when you're going through that problem.
Okay. Compared to just looking at the situation and you're like, you know what? I can't stand him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Instead of dwelling on it and just thinking about all their flaws.
Okay. Okay.
That just makes it worse. So, because some needs can't be met. Like.
By your spouse.
Yeah. Maybe some.
Like what?
I don't know.
I hope I can meet all your needs.
No, I'm just thinking like maybe some are unrealistic or maybe unfair.
Give me an example.
Because I was thinking more in terms of like spirituality.
Oh yeah.
There are some needs that like God can meet.
Yes.
You know, like if that makes sense. I don't know. But definitely I know for sure that some expectations are really
high.
Really high or really unrealistic. So, but it's worse if now, your partner doesn't even know what some of them are.
So do you look at it in terms of like, hey, I need to push my husband to step up, or?
I don't know. That sounds kind of selfish. If it's something I want for myself, that sounds a little bit selfish. If it's something you want, if there's some goal that you're trying to reach,
yes,
then I might push you for that, but.
But
if it's for my own advantage, I don't know. That doesn't seem right.
But
to make you do it.
It can be for your own advantage, but for the. But what's wrong if it's
for the greater good?
Yeah, for the greater good. Yeah.
It just doesn't
feel right if it's for your own advantage.
If it's just something that I came up with, I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
Why is that?
It just doesn't.
You just are one of those selfless people who just want to do things for other people?
I try to be.
Okay.
So yeah, that, like, the whole issue of all or nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that would be really, really harmful if that's a philosophy that someone has in their relationship. That would just make it difficult.
Like all or nothing.
All or nothing. Like, oh, okay. It's either you're super awesome or you're just not cutting it. Does that make sense?
Yes. You're expecting them to be either hero or zero. It's either hero or zero.
No, it's either they give you what you want or they don't.
They don't. Okay.
They just, yeah.
So what if somebody says, oh, so you are telling me that I need to settle?
Oh, to settle?
Uh-huh.
Oh. No, I didn't think of it like that.
I don't know.
Settling? Like, yes. Settle? No, no.
Because if somebody has these high expectations, and because we talked about expectations as a strong belief that something will happen.
No, but settling is not the right word. I think be accepting.
Okay.
I think being forgiving or be accepting is a good way to describe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because that's the whole issue with intimacy. True intimacy means that you accept your partner for who they really are.
Yes. And I think also the fact that you married an imperfect person they also did the same thing. They never,
right, yeah. Yeah, neither one of us.
Yeah, because we both had to choose from a pool of imperfect people.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I did, and you did. So we ended up with imperfect.
Yeah. So.
But I think you are perfect.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
No, so I think like.
You're the exception.
Exception. I think practicing gratitude can really help.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Just being thankful for just the nice things they do. And just being thankful that they're even there to begin with.
Your spouse does?
Yeah. Just being glad that they're around.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so be grateful, frame it differently, like...
Like, yeah. Just try to view it, like, just see the situation from a different angle.
Angle.
And, yeah, I mean.
So it's like literally, so how you react to the problem and how you frame it, if you have gratitude. So it's not the issue, if it's not the problem.
Yeah. It's just how you react.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, if you view it as, like, they're doing things to you.
Okay.
That you don't like.
Yes.
Then... that's just taking that whole route of, oh, things aren't working out for me. So, yeah. No, it's like, if I choose how I react, then I still have the power.
Do you think you can get to a point where you run out of ways to choose how to react, and it's like now you're maxed out?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Run out of ways to react?
Yes, like
to a situation.
Yeah, like I'm gonna have gratitude. I'm gonna frame it differently. But this guy is just being weird, and you're trying to be so nice and trying to.
That would depend on what the problem is. Then that okay. I guess I wasn't talking about like affairs or physical abuse. Those things are always exempt from my conversations. No, it's not funny, because if someone is being abused, I would just say get out.
Yes.
Just leave, walk away from that.
So you're only talking about physical abuse?
I'm saying like if someone's going through physical abuse or if their partner just is constantly cheating on them, I mean, I would suggest walk away from all
just
of
walk
that.
Away.
Walk away. Don't
that, go to a safe place.
Go to a safe place. Mm-hmm. This whole thing about expectations, forget about that. You can just walk away from that. Make sure you're safe.
Okay.
But for the rest of us, like me, who like I'm just like talking about the nitpicky little day-to-day things that bug me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of...
I just had to clarify that because...
No, it's a good thing you did. Yeah, because no, I definitely would not want someone to take that the wrong way and think that it's okay to let someone be...
Abusing them.
Be absolutely like, terrible.
Like physical abuse.
Any abuse or adultery and all of those things. That's... Mm-hmm. No. We're not even going there.
So the first thing is you need to go to a safe. If your safety is threatened, you need to go to a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about like that reality that you're met with when you first get married and you realize like it's not just dinner and a movie anymore. Every single time we meet, it's like putting dishes away and folding towels and, you know, changing diapers.
Yeah.
So, and then especially having small children.
Yeah.
Like we do, having a baby that's up a lot at night.
Yes.
Can really throw things out of whack.
Like a friend of mine was telling me this morning that, they have a little baby, their first little baby. And he's like, oh, man, I wish, there's some days I wish that this baby was not around here so that me and my wife can go, can just be by ourselves and we can go out just the way we used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not funny, but, I mean, he was just so candid. He's 22.
Oh, wow.
And... Mm-hmm. He was just open to me, and he's like, yeah, he wishes that sometimes the baby wasn't there so that he can just go out and have fun with his wife.
But how can you wish you don't have
but that's his expectations, and now his expectations are meeting reality, because his expectations were he's going to just have this great time with his wife without some little kid tagging along. But the expectations are meeting reality, and now there's another kid. There's a kid there, their first baby, who's so cute and everything, but he has to change his expectations a little bit so that he can accommodate the fact that there's a child in this relationship.
Yeah, and that's a lot easier said than done.
Yes.
Because that... Some situations are really, really stressful.
Yeah.
And it when it puts a strain on the relationship, that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Cause I can see how it's tough having a young child.
Yeah. Being raised by a young couple. But you know what? They have a really good support system, and their grandpa and grandma, like his dad and mom, actually live very close to where he lives. So And they are really looking for, they are just, they love babysitting. So he won't get what he really wants, but there's a new version of his expectations. Yes.
So yeah, so that can be kind of hard to navigate through when, if, especially if the baby is sleeping in the parents' bedroom and stuff. So yeah, but
I don't know.
again, it's how you look at it though, sometimes too.
So what other expectations did you have with me? Did you expect that? Give me an example of the expectations you had with me.
Some of the expectations I had with you, I think, well, when we first got married, you were working a lot of hours
Yes.
as a nurse, but that didn't seem to bother me very much.
Why did you just, were you happy to get rid of me?
No, I wasn't happy to get rid of you for I was more flexible back then. It didn't seem to bother me, but I think now my expectations are higher.
Okay.
Yeah, I think definitely now I struggle more than I did back then.
Oh, okay. What?
Yeah. So like now I think most of it has to do with the routines that we put in place
Yes.
with the kids.
So your expectations that routines will have to happen, or
Yeah, like right now I'm in the habit of just assuming that if we agree on, okay, we're gonna do such and such on this day or this time, I expect it's gonna happen when we planned it.
okay.
But that's, it doesn't always turn out that way, and that can be frustrating sometimes.
And my expectations is, if you say it's going to happen on such and such date, to me it's just you are suggesting, you're making a suggestion. And so what I say is, God willing, it will happen. Because if the Lord does not want it to happen, who am I to say no to his will?
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, if things are coming out in the form of a suggestion, then I guess I need to change the way I talk, change the way I speak. Make
Like
it clear.
that it has to happen.
This is what we need. Yeah. So
Okay.
it's the little things like that. And but the little things can add up to be really, really big things after they accumulate. So we definitely don't want, issues with bitterness to start creeping up.
So the lack of like if expectations are not met, so that leads to bitterness. Should that always lead to bitterness or what?
It doesn't have to,
Okay.
but it's likely.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. So, and I mean, this does not mean that you shouldn't have any expectations at all. It is totally, totally okay to want things and to need things. But I think one of the best ways to go about this is just to make sure that your needs are communicated
Yes.
and everybody's aware
Yes.
of what you want.
Yes.
So that's just so that you don't have to worry so much about frustration.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like frustrations, like what?
No, just frustrations that it's not working out the way you thought it would.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, can you give us some expectations, with your with children?
Expectations with children?
Yes.
You mean like what I'm expecting from the kids
I don't
or
know.
from you because we have kids?
Something.
Expectations with kids. I would just say that in general, having a routine that everybody is familiar with, everybody's aware that this is what we have in place, I think that
Give an
works.
example of a routine.
Just any schedule that you guys come up with for your family, things that work for your
Do you
household.
think routines are actually good or bad?
I don't know. The stage that I'm in right now in life, I feel like routines are perfect.
Okay.
Routines are what help me keep my sanity. So, but yeah, everybody has to choose you know, what's going to work for their household. But yeah, as far as like just having expectations, as long as everybody knows, everybody's aware. And when I say everybody, I mean
you
and your partner. Yeah. If you know, like, hey, she likes this or he likes that or doesn't like this, doesn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a big help.
Okay. So, to help, a big help to just everybody.
To the both family. Of you, to the whole house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the bottom line would be just, you know, don't take yourself too seriously.
Oh, yeah. Don't take yourself too seriously. That and some of us actually might, especially me, sometimes I get to a point where I take myself so seriously and mm-hmm. it becomes just, I like setting goals. And sometimes life becomes trying to achieve goals. And that can actually make you miss a lot of life because mm-hmm. you are just so focused on mm-hmm. the next goal, the next goal, the next goal.
Mm-hmm.
I had that expectation that me and my spouse, me and my wife,
mm-hmm.
will be constantly chasing goals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very goal-oriented and creative, but sometimes it actually gets in the way of living.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so focused, I have it written everywhere, and it's like life has to stop because we are trying to get to some goal.
And I'm very happy in the now.
So,
like especially since I became a mom.
Yes. So for me, I had to learn that I also need to pause and not take myself so seriously that I don't live in the present because I'm always trying to achieve something in the future and I ignore everything that's going on around me because my mind is not here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really nice example uh-huh. that you just shared with us because, yeah, when you get to that point when you realize that you need to slow down
mm-hmm.
and that it's affecting your family.
Yes, and also it's affecting my health
mm-hmm.
because that also... leads to, I don't want to say burnout, but it leads to anxiety.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And with my ADHD, sometimes that actually compounds the ADHD and leads to anxiety.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Right.
So, again, I'm not saying that you should not be setting goals because I am a huge,
mm-hmm.
huge, huge fan of setting goals. But at the same time,
at the same time,
yeah,
if you were driven, but which is good,
yes,
but you wanted your wife and kids to be driven too,
yes,
like so in a weird way,
yes. So that was the expectation that everybody around me mm-hmm. should be driven,
right?
But the truth is, I might be so focused trying to get that happening, and I actually forget to live my life, like,
mm-hmm.
yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Just enjoy.
Yes, because at the end of it all, after everything has been said and done, as you said, like talking about that 90-year-old person,
mm-hmm.
at the end, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say that, but...
A lot of things don't really matter.
Yeah, a lot of things.
That's what we're finding out.
Yes, mm-hmm. a lot of things. You just do them because you think you have to do them, but at the end...
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to look back and say, you know what? I am so glad I did that. Because sometimes it doesn't really matter. You won't even remember. It doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
again, for those of you who love setting goals and just being goal-oriented, I'm not trying to discourage you from doing that. I'm just saying that also take time to live in the present and not mm-hmm. just living in a place where you're always thinking like, everything will be great when I achieve this. Everything will be great when I achieve that. Also, yeah,
like if you're set in your ways.
Yes.
You're focused on being a certain way.
Yes.
Expecting everyone around you to be exactly like you.
Yes.
Kind of sucks. For the people around you.
Yeah, for the people around you, yes.
Yeah, so.
And you won't even know why they are.
You won't really know why they're holding back.
Back.
Or, you won't really get it. It's like. You'd just be like, what's her problem? So,
yeah.
So to recap, there is a way to deal with disappointment in your marriage, and most likely it is going to happen at some point because none of us are perfect.
Yes, none of us are perfect. And just to remind everybody that you picked your spouse from a pool of imperfect people, and that's what happened to you. They picked you from a pool of imperfect folks. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's easy to, you know, slip into that way of thinking when we feel like we were let down, you know, that, oh, I thought my partner was better than that.
Yes.
Well, it's just how you look at it, you know, and if you can just focus on what lies ahead, think about the future, just remember that your marriage is bigger than your problems. And
also a big thing is have gratitude and reframe. It's the way you react to the problem, reframe the issue so that actually you can see it on a different perspective. That actually helps to minimize the problem and make it easy for you to deal with it.
That's right. So thank you, folks. Once again, thanks so much for listening. And you can always find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to like us on Facebook so that you can stay in touch with us there. And don't forget to visit the blog at liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
Until next time, folks, bye and God bless. And remember, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.